it's exciting for me as like the person, one of the people curating this, like to see artists really gravitating toward this idea because like I think it's been needed for a long time and there's nothing else like this happening in town. You can look around at like at our level, at the independent emerging level, there's nothing else like this, you know. So yeah, I just wanted to piggyback on that and now we'll continue on.
And yeah. I mean, when I got off the call with you and Breeze of describing what the event was about, I just like had this feeling when I got the first email of like, hey, like let's do this. We're making this gorgeous thing. I was on a plane and I literally wrote down like just all of these details. And I was like, I wonder if this is what they're talking about. Like, I wonder if we can really accomplish all of these things. And after the call with you guys, I was ecstatic because you were like, we want to partner with you. We want to bring your vision to life. Like as an emerging artist, like you don't, like, I don't feel, I've played dive bars. They're fabulous. Love dive bars.
I love dive bars.
Like, but like, I don't feel at home there. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of hard to like bring your full self into something where you're already walking in and like the vibe's a little bit misaligned.
Right.
So leaving that call, I was like floating on air for days because I was like, oh my God, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to be able to show, I'm gonna be able to be myself on a stage and in a venue that like is there to support me and I'm not there to support them. Not in a way of like, there should always be collaboration, but when you're going into a dive bar writer's round, you're so much more like kind of giving versus there being like a balance between like, how can we also help you make this something that fits you and is good for everyone?
Right.
So oh my God, I was just ecstatic.
Kind of to piggyback then off of you is that I totally understand what you're saying. And I understand that misalignment that you're talking about because there have been so many events that I have taken myself into and been 100% authentically me. And it has not landed at all, you know, with like the audience. And it's not a bad thing. Like, I'm really happy that I had the strength and the like mental fortitude to still be myself. Thank you.
Like, that's a fucking gift.
But I've been, you know, comments on Facebook, like, why is she naked? You know, like that she's so, like, that's so weird. Like, there has been so many things that people have told me about, again, like, maybe I should tone it down for this gig or whatever that I've been like.
God, I hear that.
Exactly. Oh, that I've literally been like, well, now we're going to kick it up, you know, like, and it
might be naked the whole time.
Right. Exactly.
What did you say? Be more extra. Okay.
Be more extra. All right. Yeah, exactly. So I think that it's interesting and I appreciate when artists are more sensitive to that. And I think that it can be then more soul sucking is what you're saying. Yeah. But nobody has ever stopped me from being me, but I will say that some people have looked at me with the side eye, like, what's happening? Because I just refuse to not do me, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love the quote. And this is actually like, this is all like new. Like, I've had two other performances like in this like rebranded like suit. And the first time I wore it was in a dive bar. And I was like, am I going to fucking do this? Like, I don't. And I was like, I committed. Yeah. I was like, I made a promise to myself. Yeah. I'm going to show up and sing like Barbie Space music.
Did you have a trench coat?
Which?
No. Before? Or you just walked in like that?
No, I got to get one. No, I had like a pink like sweatsuit.
Okay.
And you just like revealed. Covered up.
Okay. Where did you play?
I played at the Underdog.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah,
that's kind of like a safe space a little bit.
Yeah, I don't feel like they're gonna they would do that. That would be weird.
I hadn't played before, so I wasn't really sure. Oh, it was honestly great.
Okay, yes. Good. Yeah,
Underdog.
I was like, I'll just punch anybody who doesn't welcome me. I'll just be like,
oh my gosh, oh, man.
No, they were super hot
squad.
They were they were great, and I was playing at my friend Alex Westside Wednesdays. Like, it was honestly fantastic, and it was but also it was a good moment for me of like I was just committing, like, I am going to show up however I am. And what really got me in kind of the right mindset for that was Lady Gaga's statement. She said, I play my stadiums like I played my dive bars. I play my dive bars like I play my stadiums. Yes. And I was like,
I love it.
Okay, yeah. But it is kind of that idea of like, but if you don't have to play the dive, like,
if you don't have to, then let's that'd be awesome
then, like,
too.
Let's do it. I just thought that was the coolest thing. And that's what really got me in the right mindset of like, okay, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I love it.
Mine was just like reinventing my stage performance because I'm a showsman, like when I get on stage. So I like to work the whole stage. So I'm not like a you know, miking in the middle of the stage and rocking back and forth. I can't do that because I'm just too energetic. I let my music use me as a muse when I'm on stage, and I kind of want to rehearse until I can get to a point where it's second nature and I can just black out on stage and everybody's clapping at the end of it. And I'm like, what'd I do? And I was like, that was great. Cause I did hundreds of local shows in Nashville, like since I was like 17, like African Street Festival to every bar you can probably name that's probably been closed down, to new bars. So I done did a lot of shows, and I think, doing a lot of shows, it kind of like build up your mental fortitude, like you were saying, and it kind of builds up your like armor. And to me, it's practice, because I know I'm going to get out of here one day and then go to Atlanta or go to another town, and I'm going to be a new fish. But I want to still be proficient in my art. So I'm always use like all my experiences performing as like kind of like a stepping stone, where I'm like, okay, I will be playing an arena one day. I will be opened up for a big star one day. I will want to be able to hold my own and be able to hold, 60-minute set. If I needed to, and still keep people's attention. So I think now I'm like using live bands in my performances now, and to kick it up a notch and raise the level of the experience, because your music kind of shines a little bit more with live music, and people can feel it more, and they're more in tune, because you can literally stop rapping and the band's still playing, and you can literally jump in freestyle and do some improv stuff, and people are like, yeah, get more of that. So I like doing that a lot too, but I think having the experience where people can relate to you, you can make it intimate as you want to. Also, you can create a new world for people to dive into for 20-minute set or 30-minute set. And people can, walk away like, oh, I learned something about that person, or I learned something about myself through watching that performance or something like that. So I think creating these experiences is so important, where everybody can actually have something to take away from it.
And you're differentiating yourself all the while.
Yeah.
Not only through the performance, but through the content. And the reason that we chose the people on this stage to be a part of this first Nash Live experience is because you all know how to do that. And therefore, it makes sense to give you the opportunity to show what that is at full strength, so you can create a different experience, but then use that experience to grow from here. Use it as that proof of concept to maybe you go put on something like this in a theater or something.
Yeah.
Shoot for the larger venues, like show people like, hey, this is what my full experience looks like. Let's make it happen. Take it to sponsors, take it to whomever might be able to buy into the vision and help it grow. Right. So from your perspective as artists, like, how does being able to create this different kind of experience help your growth going forward?
Anybody want to go first?
I think visually, I think being able to create your set and knowing exactly what you want, but having the knowledge that it's going to be like content behind it, and it will be like packaged, where you make short-term form content, because content is everything now, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to think about content and reverse engineer, like before the show, after the show, how you going to chop it up, how you going to stretch it out for the next 2-3 months and all that stuff. So I think having that knowledge of like, oh, at the end of this, it's still going to be like content I can repost, and people are going to interact with it and give some kind of comment or feedback on it. I think that's important too.
I got you.
We all look at Goldie like,
I know.
And you.
For me, I think the growth comes with it all. You know what I'm saying? They're going to see the growth in the music. I mean, being the healers, we have a certain expectation about us now just for the name.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're going to see the growth in the music, how vulnerable we are, the growth that we have in our merch. We're going to have some, candles for y'all,
Some candles.
Yeah. Some lavender and sandalwood.
little sage, Some affirmations,
Yeah.
Ooh. Like he was saying, with the content of people on the internet going to be able to see all that growth, from their phones, from their computers and stuff. And so it'll definitely want them to come support, maybe, hopefully. Yes, we claiming it. The future experiences that we do, because I talked to him, I'm trying to get away from doing show after show after show the same way. Yeah, I've increased, doing shows and revenue by including my band. But at the same time, it's time to rebrand and do something else.